Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Jackie Wicke and Margaret Sontag. And folks who've listened before know that they are passionate BPW members. And of course, they have an event coming up. So Jackie, we're going to start with you.
Thank you. Good morning. Yes, we are getting ready for our annual fall craft show. And it will be this coming Saturday at the Cass County Community Center. That is October 26th. It'll be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we'll just have all sorts of things available.
You do two of these a year.
Two of these a year, a spring and a fall.
And now's the time for the fall one. And
yes,
I always think when it's fall one, that's the time, you know, maybe we don't want to think about Christmas. But a lot of people are. I shop kind of all year, so I'm always looking forward to it.
You're lucky.
Yeah, you know, there's always some new ideas. Not necessarily a Christmas thing, although you'll have some of those, I know.
Yes, there's going to be lots of holiday items that will be there. You know, we've got Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, so there'll be lots of decor and gifts.
Nice to remember those other special dates in there. And of course, then lots of other kinds of things that are useful and pretty and, you know, just great. And I always love the jewelry. You always have several jewelry vendors and so on. So lots of things to choose from. Now, do you still have room for vendors at this late date?
At right now, we have been sold out for several weeks already.
All right.
We're pretty much a full house. If you want to give us a call to get on our list for one of the upcoming ones, that would be great. We could do that. But yeah, we've had a great response this year and
good.
Full house coming up.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So come see them.
That's great. And, you know, Jackie, I thought there was a time when the craft shows were kind of going away. It didn't seem like there was much new. You just keep on keeping on, and there are new things out there from the vendors.
There are all the time. There's always new ideas that they bring in, and we have a few home-based businesses that participate to get word out about the things that they carry.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's some food. There's usually some candy and some rolls. Plus, you better have lunch, right?
Oh, yes. We have our concession stand open, which is what will help us in our fundraising. And we will have the Sloppy Joes, Sloppy Dogs, hot dogs, ham salad sandwiches, potato salad, chips, and pie.
And if you can't stay for lunch, you can just come and get it and take it.
You can.
With you.
We've got to-go containers,
yeah.
So take it home for supper or for
absolutely.
Lunch then.
I always like to take home an extra piece of pie. You can do that, you know. And so you don't have to make a whole pie. You can just buy one piece and be good about that instead of eating the whole pie. So I'm going to turn to Margaret here. And I know Jackie could answer this question, but this is a fundraising event for BPW, and it's really important. What are some of the ways you use your money?
Well, we use our money mainly for scholarships, and we also do a lot of community projects. We do trick or treat. We do Santa's Cabin. We serve hot dogs and hot chocolate at the Christmas parade. We donate to a lot of things, the Jaycee's, the fireworks and the 4th of July, and just all kinds of projects. We also do movies. We have
you give
tickets for the movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's neat because the families and kids love that. So, you know, one of the nice things that when people come and spend money, they benefit a lot of people, not just themselves.
That's right. They do. And, you know, when I first started BPW years ago, we had a rummage sale in the spring, and then our fall craft show. And we kind of weren't doing real well on that, so we decided to do a craft show in the spring, too. And so now we do two of them, and it just goes over real well. So, yeah, our craft shows really help us, and they help us get a lot of money for scholarships. So,
you know, I'm assuming everybody knows what BPW stands for, but just in case.
Business and Professional Women.
What about membership? Who can be a member?
Anybody can be a member, man or woman. And we just welcome everybody.
And you don't have to own your own business, for instance. I mean, some people think, oh, I got to be in a business. No, not really.
No, you don't. Years ago you did, but now anybody can join. And we welcome everybody, like, you know, these JCs. When they can't be in JCs anymore, they're welcome to come to BPW because we have no age limit whatsoever. And we have about 41 members right now.
You are the biggest group in the state.
Yes, we have the biggest local in the state of Iowa and the most active, and they always look to us for ideas like, how do you keep your membership?
So. Well, I know one of the ways you keep your membership, and you both probably have stories to tell about that, and that is because you're such a supportive group of each other. If somebody in the group needs some help, needs just a word of encouragement, you're there.
Oh, yes. It's a very, very supportive group, and Jackie and I have both experienced that. And not only just our group, but the state people, you know, they hear something going on in Atlantic or one of our members, and like they're there to help us too. So it's a very supportive group, and we get benefits. Jackie and I just received our 25-year membership awards, and one of our benefits was a year's membership free.
Whoa,
for 25 years. And
nice.
And we do other little benefits like that.
Nice,
for
nice. And I know one of the other benefits are the programs that you have every month, right, Jackie?
Right. We have a meeting the third Wednesday of every month, and we have a business meeting to take care of everything that comes up, and then we also have an educational program after, sometimes before, just depending on the time frame.
Usually you eat together, right?
Yes, we do. You got to eat.
That's an important part of a meeting, too. So
you bet.
And then you have a program, and it might be mm-hmm. somebody local, might be somebody from the state.
We have a variety of things. Yeah. Last month, we listened to, Dwayne Ocker came and told us about his book. And in October, now at this last meeting, we learned all about voting.
All right. You know, you think, I kind of take that for granted, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of things to learn there.
Lots to learn.
Very good. Okay. And another thing that I think I hear you talk about is the experience of leadership. And I know both of you have had lots of offices, but this gives a chance for people to kind of in a friendly group be a leader.
Yes, it does. And we also have the program, the individual development, where we can, a bunch of us attended that a couple years ago. And it was about an 8-10 hour seminar type thing. We did it on two Sundays, and we were coached on how to speak and things like this. And it gave me the opportunity. I got to go speak in Illinois to the National Women's Conference through that. So that was great too.
It's a little opportunity to travel there if you know.
Right.
And sometimes those opportunities are there, and people can choose. Do they want to participate or not?
Yes, yeah. Right. Okay. And also, this week is National Business Women's Week, so get out and support your women and thank them for what they're doing, and congratulate them on all their businesses, and just really support them.
Now, we said you don't have to be a businesswoman, but when you go up and down the street, how many businesses are run or assisted, or, you know, that business, the women are very important in that business.
Yes, they are. A lot of women have businesses of their own in Atlantic and other places, and a lot of people are, you know, behind the scenes, but they're there lending a lot of mm-hmm. business and a lot of education mm-hmm. to
different businesses. Yeah, sometimes they're not out there in front, but
right.
but they are doing all this stuff that keeps everything going.
Right.
Now, you mentioned earlier that this money goes to scholarships. Do you want to mention the scholarships?
Okay, we give a $1,000 scholarship to a non-traditional student, and that's somebody that's returning to the workforce or somebody that needs some extra education in their job. And then we also give a $500 scholarship. It's called the Collins Scholarship, and that goes to a student who is not normally in the field for women, like chemistry and technology, that type of thing. And then we also give a nursing scholarship, and this is in memory of Bev Mendenhall, who is one of our great loyal members and who passed away from cancer. And her memorial money all is going to scholarships, and so that will be kept up for years to come.
Mm-hmm. Good. So many people have benefited from those scholarships. So remember, when you come to this craft show, this is one of your major fundraisers that you're helping out all of these people. Jackie, I think there is a small fee to get in.
Yes, we do charge 50 cents to get in, but you'll get a ticket with that and a chance to have a drawing about every 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Each one of the vendors donates us an item of their choice from their items that they give. And So they have a chance to win that, you know, if you want to stick around and have lunch and wait for your number.
There you go. So time, place, let's get people getting it on their calendars here for this weekend.
Okay, it's at the Cass County Community Center. It'd be Saturday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's out at the fairgrounds. So come on out and let's hope it's a beautiful fall day. Have lunch with us and check out all the vendors. And as we've been talking, most of the money stays in the community for our scholarships in our community. So you benefit everything.
Absolutely.
As you come out and benefit us.
Okay. So thank you very much, Jackie Wickey and Margaret Sontag, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought. The way to love anything is to realize that it might be lost.